Hello, this is Susan McCabe with Island Extras here on the Voice of Vashon at 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. Today's news is about an upcoming event, February 24th, which is a continuation of Conversations with the Living About Dying. On February 24th, that group is going to present a full day of information, Unraveling the Mystery of Palliative Care. And if you don't know what that is, we've got someone here to tell you about that. She is Carol Cummett. She is a licensed independent clinical social worker, a master of theological studies. She is the chief social worker for the palliative care service at the University of Washington Medical Center. And she earned the Distinguished Staff Award there in 2013. She is the person who is going to be able to answer our questions. Welcome, Carol.
Thank you so much. You want to add that she is really excited that Vashon is so forward-thinking in having conversations about dying and what to do at the end of life.
It has to be tough. Carol, would you please tell us what it is that keeps you working in this field of palliative care?
It may sound silly, but it is such an honor to be with people at such intense and emotional times of their life. The patient who is facing the mystery and sacredness of the last days of their life, but the family members who are also struggling to figure out how best to serve their loved one and to continue on life after without them. It is an honor to watch people go through that and to be able to serve them at that time. It's a very different way of looking at success in medical care.
Yeah.
We're not thinking about cures or extension of life. We're thinking about really quality and the importance of the right here and the right now.
And you have a master's in theological studies. I'm wondering how that informs the work that you do with these people.
Well, I was really lucky to get that degree. It was out of a divinity school, but it was not about necessarily theology. I really focused on medical ethics. And in the end-of-life care, there are a lot of ethics from the obvious do no harm and do good, but also autonomy issues and justice. So it's more about ethics than it is theology, actually.
Perhaps you can define for our listeners palliative care and how it is different from regular medical practice as we might know it.
Yeah, thank you so much for letting me do that. So much misinformation about palliative care is out there, and again, just the event on the 24th, I'm so excited to be actually to get the real definition of palliative care out there, which is it is really a specialized medical care for people when they have a serious illness. So the things that we really focus on is lessening the severity of any pain or symptoms from that illness, helping people actually understand what their disease is and what the prognosis might be. A very large focus of our work is on helping people decide what their treatment goals and options are. Is the option that's available to them something that's actually going to help them improve the quality of their life or improve their goals? Just general support in how to cope and get through. We're an extra layer of support in this really difficult time. Sometimes we help coordinate all the different doctors and teams they have involved. We really think about when you get through this difficult part of the serious illness, what does the future hold and what plans would you have? What do you need to plan for that? And then that real focus on quality of life, because what palliative care is we really focus on the person, not so much the disease, and really looking at what's the most important to that person who happens to have that disease, and how can we ease that time the best. So we're not focusing on the disease and the implications of it, but at the whole person.
And that's what Western medicine would do. Is palliative care confined to people with terminal diseases? So when you're working with these folks, they know this is the last thing they're going to do.
Well, thank you so much for asking that, because we are different from hospice. Hospice really does focus solely on the end of life when no more curative options are available. And palliative care learned from our colleagues in hospice that we could take all their good skills and move it upstream so that even when patients are receiving good curative and aggressive treatment, they still have pain, they still have symptoms, they still have coping that they need to do, they still have coordination, and we're still thinking quality of life. So the joy of working in palliative care, which I've done now for the last 7 years, is that I have many folks that I meet that actually go through a really tough time and go on to live nice long lives. They got through the serious illness. We work with a lot of people who also have a flare-up of a serious illness but stay chronically ill, and so we get to know them over years of working with them. And then, of course, we do work with people at the very end of life, so we do work with people who die as well.
In both.
Prior to that, I had 19 years in hospice, and I was only at that very last stage. So it's taken all the good work that hospice has done over the decades and tried to bring it in to serve people at all stages of a serious illness.
When I hear you say these can be very long-term treatments,
yeah.
I start to wonder about our healthcare system, which doesn't really care much. And I wonder if insurance covers palliative care and to what extent.
Yeah, most insurances, and you know, each one is so very individual, so I'm going to speak very generally. Most of them cover all palliative care services, and certainly Medicare and Medicaid does. So it can be offered at the same time that you're trying to work with chemotherapy or radiation or do advanced heart failure therapies. We go hand in hand with that.
Uh-huh. How much does a family become involved in palliative care?
As a palliative care social worker, I have learned from, again, our colleagues in hospice that a serious illness doesn't happen to just one person. It happens to a whole family and friend group. And so we would, as palliative care providers, we really ask family to be present at conversations. We can support them outside of the, again, I work only in the hospital and inpatient, so we can support the family outside of the patient's room. We can be in the room with them. We really want them involved.
Okay.
But again, everybody has different families, so some may not be able to or want to be involved. So as little or as much as they themselves want, but we would like a lot of involvement.
We're talking on Island Extras with Carol Comet, who is who's actually the keynote speaker for Unraveling the Mystery of Palliative Care, a full day of information focused on providing relief from the symptoms and stress of a serious illness with the goal of improving quality of life for both patient and family. This is presented by the group that last March did the Conversations with the Living About Dying. It's going to start at 10 a.m., February 24th, and the last sessions end at 6 p.m. It's going to go through Carol Comet's presentation, which is the benefits for patients, families, and staff to an integrative approach to managing pain and anxiety, Vashon Cannabis Conversation, taking the mystery out of marijuana, comfort care for animals and their companions, and then the workshop. This is free and open to the public, February 24th. At the Vashon High School. Thank you, Carol Comet, for being with us. It is a pleasure. We've learned a lot, and we look forward to your presentation and the full day.
I hope lots of people come.
Thank you very much. This has been Island Extras.